And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I am your host, Josh Engel. It is Monday, July 19th. Very happy to have Colin Worthington back. Very, very glad. We've missed him deeply. Today in the studio, we have the Carroll County Recreation Department, the director, Thad Ferguson, as well as athletic coordinators, Jeremy Ralston and Jeremiah Ray. Today, we're going to be talking about a few events that the Carroll County Rec Department has coming up in the not-too-distant future. But first and foremost, we're going to be chatting about the 2021 fall sports signups. There is still some time to sign your child up for some of these sports, but we will, of course, get into all the details about that here in a second. But first and foremost, why don't we introduce everyone. Thad, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Josh. Nice to be here.
Well, thank you for joining us. And if you will, give listeners a brief idea of you as a person, where you come from, and how you ended up at the rec department.
Gotcha. I'm a local homegrown kid, Carrollton High School graduate. Been working for the county since 2014, I believe. So almost 8 years now this upcoming March. Started out as an athletic coordinator like these guys to my right, and then took over director almost a little bit over a year ago, back in officially back in May of last year, so a little over a year ago. So been in sports all my life and just love to give back to the kids and help them out any way we can. So,
well, congratulations on your workiversary. Have you enjoyed it thus far?
So far, so good, man. We've got a good team around us, and just keep building what we've got and make everything better one day at a time.
So, well, you guys definitely have a high standard of excellence that is well known throughout the community.
For sure.
And let's talk to the athletic coordinators. First and foremost, Jeremy, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for joining us. If you will, same question. Tell us a bit about you and how you ended up at the rec department.
I'm also from Carrollton, born and raised here. I ended up at Carroll County 6 months ago. I've only been here 6 months. I'm athletic coordinator at Temple Rec Department. Got into athletics that way in the community. Started out coaching in Temple, then worked into athletic coordinator at Temple, and then moved down here when the job came open.
Excellent. Is that a pretty good boss?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you'd tell me otherwise, but
oh, no. He's great. That's one of the reasons I wanted to transition to Carroll County.
Good. I can understand that for sure.
Good answer.
Good answer, yeah. And then last but not least, the guy, he's been fighting for the mic the whole time, Jeremiah. You finally get to talk now, Jeremiah. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, man?
Hey, very well. Same question. Tell us a bit about you and what brought you to the rec department.
I'm actually from the Clayton County area. After I graduated high school, transferred and went to college down in Gordon, and then transferred up here to West Georgia. Finished out my grad there, and then I actually interned at Bremen Rec Department and was there for 7 years before I job came open here at Carroll County.
Seven Ray. Years. Wow. You've been there for a while.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're a seasoned veteran by that point.
For sure. For sure. So when the job came open here, I actually moved, live in Carrollton right now. So with that being said, when the job came open, I moved up here. So,
well, I'm sure the families and the folks that you all associate with are very glad that you guys chose to make that move. Because as I mentioned, you know, the Carroll County Rec Department has a very high standard of excellence, of great reputation. And, you know, your guys' teams and the staff that you employ, I mean, it's very, very well regarded. So we're very pumped to have you guys in the studio. So we're going to throw it back over to Thad. So it's been about a year since we last spoke. And obviously a lot can happen in a year. So why
for
don't
sure.
we a lot? So how about we chat about the rec department post COVID or during COVID? You know.
Yeah. So you're right, Josh. You and yourself and Melissa, our gymnastics coordinator, and myself were here about a year ago, talking about COVID.
All the COVID precautions y'all had in the gymnastics.
What we were trying to come up with to get everything back up and rolling. And we had no idea what we were going to be getting ourselves into, and you know everything. For the most part, when we came back, obviously Jeremy wasn't here, but Jeremiah was part of that plan, from sports to athletics to camps. I think we started back with some gymnastics camps, and you know it was a rocky road, just the unknown of what we were getting into. But you know we had a good support with the commissioner and our emergency management director Tim Paget and Ashley Holsey, our communications director as well for the county. You know, we all worked together to come up with some plans and procedures and guidelines to make sure that we were doing the best we could to keep everybody safe at the same time. as well as open back up and give the kids an opportunity to get back to a normal life. And, you know, we had guidelines for each sport that we kicked off with gymnastics and our fall stuff with football and cheerleading and volleyball and baseball, softball, soccer. And, you know, we had a few hiccups along the way, a few positive tests, whether it was with coaches or kids or whatever the case may be. But, you know, we went by the guidelines and everything seemed to roll pretty good as far as I can remember this fall. And everybody was glad to be back out there. Our numbers were down, obviously, and we expected that. But, man, they rebounded this spring super well, which made this
people
spring
were ready to get out, man. They were
super
ready to get outside.
Busy. And, you know, we're hoping this fall is a continuation of the spring, so we can get back to our normal numbers for the fall season as well. So,
I mean, that's a lot of pressure, you know. I mean, because you're working with people's kids, that's their most precious commodity. I mean, to kind of give the listeners an idea, I mean, on a normal year, not necessarily this 2020, but on a normal year, about how many kids do you serve, if you had to guesstimate?
So in the fall, we average about 1,000 kids. So that's not including
wow.
gymnastics. So that's going to be football, cheerleading, soccer, baseball, softball,
volleyball.
This is why you keep those guys around, so they can throw out the sports. That
exactly,
them.
Exactly. And, then, you know, gymnastics year-round, so, you know, they stay busy over there with open gyms and classes and team gymnastics and private lessons. So that 1,000 does not account for gymnastics. That's just the sports side.
It's
so,
just the sports
side.
And
in the spring, it's about excuse me. It's about the same in the spring, but a little bit more in the springtime as well. But over the past few years, it's been a solid, you know, roughly 1,000 per season. So
that's a lot of kids. I mean, especially during of course, those numbers weren't as high in 2020, but I mean, trying to prepare and know what to do. I mean, I can't imagine that was super, super stressless. You know what I mean? Like that's pretty terrifying.
It is. I mean, I think we counted up. We had about 600 last fall. Mm-hmm. You know, coming back from COVID. So, you know, down about 400 kids. That's, you know, that's almost half your program, so to speak.
Sure.
And then the spring rebounded. I think we're right at 1,000 or right under 1,000. So, I mean, we're just about back to normal this spring. But I mean, there's a lot of game planning and preparation that goes into that. And, you know, last year, obviously the unknown of, you know, how much stuff do we need equipment wise and, you know, coaches and so forth and so on.
The logistics of it all, trying to prepare.
Correct. And luckily we were able to use a lot of uniforms that we had that we didn't get to use, you know, the spring ago mm-hmm. when everything kind of got shut down. So we were able to use a lot of uniforms that we had ordered, hats, whatever the case may be, to save some money and reuse those to make sure they were used, you know, be good stewards of the money that we have as county employees. So
excellent. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to go ahead and take our first break, but when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with the Carroll County Rec Department. I should have mentioned this up front, but we are on Facebook Live on our WLBB Facebook page. So for everyone that's tuning in, feel free to hop over to the WLBB Facebook page, and you can type in questions or comments, which I will read on air, to our distinguished guests. The director, the Carroll County Rec Department, Thad Ferguson, athletic coordinator, Jeremy Ralston, and Jeremiah Ray. So we're going to go ahead and take our first break. We're going to hear from our sponsors, Tanner Health Systems and Oak Mountain Academy, so stay with us.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our daily schedule includes convocation, prayer, and the Pledge of Allegiance. By doing so, we build a family-like community where all students grow and flourish and personal faith is encouraged. Through community service and a historical approach to biblical study, our students are taught the value of the warrior way, honesty, respect, and responsibility. Oak Mountain Academy, we are a family creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
And we're back.
to Community Voice, Monday, July 19th. Hopefully you're tuning along with us on the WLBB Facebook page. We got the live stream going right now with the Carroll County Rec Department. We got Thad Ferguson, the director, Jeremy Ralston, an athletic coordinator, and Jeremiah Ray, who keeps taking the mic. I guess he really wants to talk. He's another athletic coordinator. We're pumped to have them in the studio with us today. We're going to be talking about the 2021 fall sports signups. They're here. It's happening. Finally, you have an opportunity to get your kid out of the house and work on team building and good stewardship of their community and you know, all the great things that they can learn in sports. So let's throw it over to Thad, the director of the Carroll County Rec Department. It's here. The 2021 fall sports sign-up, man.
It's time to get rocking and rolling again. I will throw out a plug to our gymnastics ladies and gentlemen out there. Gymnastics is a year-round program. Sign up anytime. Doesn't necessarily have to be the fall.
Such a nice facility y'all have.
Very nice facility. Sign up for any type of class. I think they start about walking age all the way up to high school. So girls, boys, anybody that wants to come sign up for all the classes, all that information is on our website. And I'll give out our website here in a minute. But we are currently holding registration for our fall sports sign-ups between now and August the 1st, which is a Sunday. So the last day to do it in the office would be that Friday before, which would be like July the 30th, maybe?
Probably, yeah.
I think there's 31 days in July, so. But three ways you can register. You could do it in person, in our office, 1201 Union Road, Carrollton, Georgia, zip code 30116. We're there from 8 to 5 every day, so you can swing by, sign up in person. You can do it over the phone, 770-830-5902. Talk to one of our, normally one of the ladies picks up, Tina or Ginger, and they'll be glad to help you get signed up. We can do it as well, but they're quick on the draw on the phone.
Y'all so, probably asleep somewhere in the building, so they got to do all the work.
Yeah, got a feet propped up somewhere in the back.
So tell us about the process. So let's say there's someone tuning in who perhaps they have a son or a daughter who has never participated in a, let's say, a rec league. What's the process like? Take us through. So let's say I got a son and he's interested in volleyball or any of the sports that you mentioned. How does that work?
It's very simple. So we try to keep it as simple as possible. So we've got those different sports we mentioned earlier. Basically, you just stop by, call, visit us online, sign up your kid. Very simple. We've got a new system this year that we implemented back in February. Rec Desk is our new online registration system. So basically, sign up an account, click on register, get your kid registered for that particular sport. We've got dates that these guys to my right have set for like evaluations that we do to split up the teams evenly. Mm-hmm. So they'll get a sheet that has all the dates that show when your evals are going to take place, when practices are going to start, when games are going to start, and then it's just a pretty smooth process from there. You know, you register, go to evals, do that, figure out which team you're going to be on. Coaches give you a call, says, hey, first practice is going to take place Monday at 6 o'clock on the purple field if you're playing baseball. Show up, have fun.
Show up and have fun.
That's it.
I love it. So let's throw it over to one of the athletic directors, Jeremy. So if you will, speak to us a bit about some of the sports that you you manage and what your experience is like working with these kids.
Okay, so I have for the fall, I have football, soccer, and volleyball that I am over. And I set the schedules out, practice schedules out, the evaluations, meetings for coaches and drafts, do all that process to get it started. And then once we get teams separated, coaches are ready to go, they contact them. And just like Thad said, they let them know when the first practice is. As far as working with children and working with kids and being involved in sports with them, I'm going to take it back a little bit in history and throw it. Thad was in Temple when I first moved back up this way from Florida. My wife and I moved down there to go to school. And when we graduated from college, we moved back up this way because both of us are originally from Carrollton. And we ended up in Temple, and kids started playing ball, and my oldest son started playing basketball. And Thad was in need of a coach, and he knew that I had played basketball in school and stuff. So started coaching there and just fell in love with it, just fell in love with shaping kids and just being a part of their life and teaching them life skills through sports.
I think that's one of the most important gifts that the rec department especially gives to the local community. And this is something I've heard since I've moved here. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys really put an emphasis on team building, on character building, you know, integrity. I mean, honestly, is this something that you experienced when you were young and you were in sports? I mean, is that something that you're getting to carry on?
Oh, yeah. I participated in Carrollton City recreation when I was growing up and played baseball and basketball through Carrollton City rec program when I was growing up and built relationships with guys that I'm still friends with today after all these years and coaches that I experienced through my process with Carrollton City growing up, yes.
Certainly. So and why do you think that families should consider encouraging their children to join?
Be active. Get them out and get them active. Build relationships, build friendships, learn a sport. From my personal experience, I made all my children try all of them. Find the one that you like, find the one that you're good at, focus on that, and just the whole atmosphere of it, the team building, the relationships, learning, and then learning, you know, the struggles, the ups and downs, winning and losing, and just learning those life lessons that make you and shape you into who you can be.
Sure. So the signups are going to be happening until August 1st, just a reminder, and in office the Friday before.
Correct.
And you were about to say something there, Thad?
Not at all.
Oh, good. Never mind. Well, I was about to throw it over to Jeremiah. I mean, he's dying to talk. So, Jeremiah, we're playing with Jeremiah because he's sitting in the middle, so everybody's got to throw a mic over to him. Let's talk about the actual playing. So once you guys have ran some evaluations and sort of figured out which teams certain players should be on, you know, lump skill sets and everything together, which actually, first, let's talk about that. You know, what is the goal there when you're splitting up teams? Are you trying to base folks, you know, are you trying to put some higher skill folks with lesser skill folks to try to like help teach them? Or do you try to, you know, keep it all sort of even skill wise?
So it's not just us. It's also our coaches that volunteer. We work hand in hand with them basically to come up with, we have evaluations. It all starts evaluations. So these coaches are evaluating these kids based upon their skills, their skill sets, their talents. Some might be faster than us. Some might be bigger than others. You know, certain stuff with certain sports. So what we do is we basically set out an evaluation sheet to these coaches. They grade these kids, each and every single one of them. We take the time to do that. I mean, there could be 120 kids out on the field. We will sit there and do every single one of them and treat them just like the first would with the 120th. So when we have an evaluation for every kid, we sit down and we have what we call a draft process. We sit down with the coaches, we come up with a draft, and what we do is I split them up based upon each and every skill set. So you might have a group of players that are more talented and more skillful than the other kids. So what we do is we kind of split them up evenly as possible in groups, and then we draft based upon those skill levels so sure. that we can get it to where there's not just one kid, one team dominating the league. We try to split it up as much as possible so that, you know, every team has a chance, or every team is competable. I mean, they can compete sure. in each of the games they're in. So
this sort of spreads it out, and then that offers an opportunity for cultivation, for growth. You can learn from maybe some of these bigger kids or older kids
exactly.
have more experience.
Exactly.
So let's say once that process is done and you have drafted and split all the kids up, I mean, how does the actual season, I'm sure it's different for each sport, mm-hmm. but can you kind of give us an idea how the actual season goes? I mean, do you guys play against other rec departments?
Yeah, so it depends on how many kids we have in that one sport. So like, I'll take T-ball for instance. We had a massive amount of kids in the fall, or in the spring.
120 had, kids.
Yeah, 100, wow. 120 yeah, 12 teams.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, we can play in-house, which in-house means we play at home. We only play at home. We practice at home, play at home. Nice. So the parents only go into one location, which is good. Some age groups, you know, the older you get, you might not have as many teams. So therefore, we do play with your local rec departments around, like City of Bremen, City of Carrollton, Villa Rica, Bowden, anybody in the West Georgia area for the most part.
Excellent. Well, we only have a few minutes before we need to take our second break. Before we do, Thad, if you would, give listeners one more recap about, you know, what's happening with fall sports, how they can sign up, when they can sign up, the whole story there.
Got it. Fall sports registration will end August 1st. You can do it in person through July the 30th at our office, 1201 Noonan Road.
You're Carlton, right. It's Georgia. Friday the 30th. Yeah.
Okay.
Boom.
Zip code 30116, and we are located right near the jail. West Central Technical College, right past the roundabout. Call us on the phone, 770-830-5902, or you can visit us online at www.carrollcountyga, Carroll County being spelled out, so carrollcountyga.com/backsplash. What is this?
/345/sports.
So, again, that's www.
You can tell that it's
GA.com/345/sports.
You can tell someone's pressuring him at home to put up a new backsplash above the sink. I can tell.
How did you know,
How
man?
Did you know, man? So we're going to go ahead and take our second break. So if you have any questions or comments you'd like to throw to the Carroll County Rec Department, the leader group here, feel free to go over to our WLBB Facebook page, throw some questions, comments on there, and I'll read them out to Thad, Jeremy, and Jeremiah. Beyond that, we're going to take our second break and hear from our sponsors, Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy. So stay with us.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our academic excellence shines through innovation and a personalized educational experience. Our pre-K 3 through 12th grade environment offers a family-oriented atmosphere. We are an independent school with faith-based values and an academy honor code. Our academic standards prepare our students for college and beyond. I'm Patrick Duran, headmaster, inviting you to visit us on the mountain or at oakmountain.us. Come see how our warriors are creating legacies.
And we're back to Community Voice, talking to the Carroll County Rec Department today, Director Thad Ferguson, and Athletic Coordinators Jeremy Ralston and Jeremiah Ray. If you're just tuning in, be sure to check out the podcast of this episode, which will be uploaded to this station's website, as well as graticcommunications.com. And you can also go back and watch the live stream, which you should, because, you know, these are pretty good-looking guys. Not as good-looking as me, but they're pretty good. So let's talk about coaches and part-time staff. So, as we established earlier, in a normal season, you guys work with up to 1,000 kids. It's a lot of kids. So before the program, y'all mentioned that there is a need for some additional coaches that might want to work, help mentor these kids, as well as a part-time staff. Could you speak to that, Jeremy?
Yes, I will I'll take the part-time staff. I'll talk about part-time staff. Let Jeremiah talk about the coaches. Part-time staff, we hire high school kids 16 to 18 for part-time rec assistants, and then we do have part-time rec supervisors, which is 18 and up, that handle everything as far as our concession stands, our gates, just kind of managing the park when games are going on, practices are going on, so that we can go home a little bit and some to see our families and spend time with our families. But we are, and we're hiring right now for some rec assistants and some rec supervisors.
Excellent. Now, are these paid positions?
Yes, sir, they are.
Excellent.
I don't really know what the...
Yeah, they're paid. That's all that matters. And if you want more information, you can go to the Carroll County Rec Department website, because I'm sure they have the jobs listed up there. Or call. They'll tell you all about it. So they are looking for some part-time staff. Jeremiah, tell us a bit about the coaches, man. Like, what are you guys looking for in coaches? What kind of sports do you need coaches in?
We need coaches in every sport that we have. We can never have too many volunteers. Our program, I always tell our coaches, you know, they're pretty much – You know, they're the most valuable assets to us. We need coaches. Our programs cannot be successful without them. So if you're interested in coaching or volunteering in any type of way, whether it be assistant coach or just helping out at practices or whatever the case may be, being out in the fields, helping with the kids, doing drills or whatever it may be, please stop by our offices and fill out a coach's application and a background check. We make sure we have background checks so we know who exactly is out there with our kids at all times.
Excellent. Yeah. That's that standard of excellence I was talking about. You guys aren't playing. So this is an option, an opportunity for anyone in the community that would like to join these awesome guys and work here and gals and work with the Carroll County Rec Department to be out on the field. We only have about 4 minutes left, and I wanted to talk about something before we let y'all go. Thad, if you wouldn't mind speaking a bit on the Oak Mountain Pavilion. These mics are giving us some trouble.
So the pavilion at Oak Mountain is a new facility. It's basically where the old Oak Mountain School used to be on Stripling Chapel Road. So it has been converted into an open air pavilion. And hopefully this mic's gonna stay up.
Yeah, it's good. That works though.
And it's basically the old gym. The walls have been taken away. The roof is still there. It's got a stage built there. It's gonna have a family corporate place you can go and kind of hang out. You know, we are gonna rent that. But it's just going to be a great place for gatherings.
Sure.
I guess that's probably the best word for it.
Whether it be a concert or a family reunion, you could do almost anything.
You could do some type of party. You could do a family reunion. You could do a corporate event there, have a live band or a DJ or, you know, some type of music on the stage there. You know, we hosted a employee picnic out there a few weeks ago. It's kind of the quote-unquote grand opening. And we had the varsity truck out there, and it was a band. It was just a good place to hang out and socialize and enjoy some gatherings.
You've already got to utilize the facility. So, I mean, it's a good environment. It has a good flow.
Correct, one time. So we started taking reservations in July, and then it's going to kind of open in September. So we've already got some people, you know, that's got it booked for later in September when it fully opens.
Sure.
But it's going to be a place just, you know, you can go and hang out and have some fun. Eventually, there's going to be hopefully a playground there. It's right there by our veterans building as well. The walking track's over there on the Oak Mountain property as well. But drive by, it's a beautiful facility. The chairman really, really had a lot to do with that one. And you know, a lot of her ideas and thoughts are in that pavilion. And it's very nice, and it's going to be useful. We're going to be able to use it for some of our market days that we do, some of our yard sales that, you know, we normally do outside.
Sure.
We can take them over there where it's covered, whether it's rain or shine, be able to host those events on our side, plus rent it out and let the community use it as well for whatever kind of special events that they could use it for.
I'm so glad we had a chance to talk about that. That sounds like a great facility. Definitely got to go check it out. We only have about a minute left. If you would, just give us one more recap on fall sports so folks know when and where and how to apply.
Again, fall sports registration going on now through August the 1st. You can do it in person at our office, 1201 Union Road. On the phone, we can help you out there as well, 770-830-5902. And on our website, if you Google Carroll County Recreation, our website will pull up.
Dig it. Now, how about the pavilion? Can folks make reservations for the pavilion through the website as well?
Not on the website. We don't have it posted yet on the website.
Okay.
We've got to get some pictures and get everything finalized with a rental agreement, get it posted up there.
Sure.
But they can definitely call the office to inquire a little bit more about the pavilion and pricing and rental and all that good stuff.
Excellent. Well, gents, I'm very much looking forward to chatting about spring sports in a few months, and hopefully between now and then there won't be another pandemic. So
hopefully not.
Thad Ferguson, Jeremy Ralston, and Jeremiah Ray, thank you all, gentlemen, for joining us. And
thank
you at home,
enjoyed it.
Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time.